You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
July the 7th, 2021, New York Governor Cuomo announcing that he's declaring a disaster emergency for gun violence. Gonna treat it as a public health crisis. Critics on both sides say we're kind of skeptical about that and his true motives. And in fact... Cuomo really knows. The guy is absolutely tone deaf, that's for sure. He said, just like we did with COVID. Remember the deaths that happened in the nursing home because of his order about COVID? Anyway, he says, just like we did with COVID, New York is going to lead the nation once again with a comprehensive approach to combating and preventing gun violence. But first, we had to recognize it's a national disaster. Even other Democrats are saying he's just a way for power grab and draw attention away from his failings. President Biden meeting in Chicago with Mayor Lori Lightfoot today. And there's a very touching picture because they're standing there together and President Biden has his hand upon her shoulder, listening and being engaged. This meeting comes after more than 100 were shot, 19 killed over the 4th of July weekend just in Chicago. She's been under increasing pressure to take action. She says, it's not my fault. It's all happening. It's not my fault. And I'm being accused and blamed for it because sexism and racism. And then she said, we need federal help to stop these guns from coming in. Well, when Trump was offering federal help to get control of the gangs, she said, no way. Don't want any feds in here. That's because Trump was president. Now, Biden, she said, we need help. And, of course, last month, President Biden rolled out a package of crime-fighting proposals, including cracking down on illegal guns. We're all against illegal guns. And you know what? There was another death over the weekend involving a 20-year-old student at the University of Chicago. He's simply on a train, riding the train home from his summer internship. And he's shot in the neck. They don't know where that bullet came from. He just crashed through the window of the train, and he just happened to be at that moment. Imagine the odds. The train is moving. He's seated there. One fraction of a second, one way or the other, the bullet could have missed him. All he did was sit there on the train, and he's shot by some stray bullet. And then we also have, not in Chicago, but I want to point this out, a rising college football star, Ladarius Clardy, or Clardy maybe, I may be mispronouncing, an 18-year-old who played in two games in Georgia, Kennesaw State University last year, considered a big future pro possibly, gunned down driving in Pensacola, Florida. A barrage of 50 bullets hit his car. They don't know why he was targeted at this time. Well, President Trump today announced I am going to sue. It's a class action lawsuit against all the big tech companies. CNN, NNN, MSNBC refused to air the broadcast live. Fox News carried some of it. Newsmax carried it in total. In the meantime, Tucker Carlson appearing on Fox News, Maria Bartiromo saying, it's not a figment of my imagination that the NSA is spying on me. It's confirmed. It's true. Now, we just had a very extensive discussion on that with my special guest, Fred Flights, President and CEO of the Center for Security Policy. If you missed it, make sure you pull up that podcast later and hear it. Some very interesting points Fred made and even admitted he had changed his mind about Tucker Carlson's claim. By the way, there are hackers behind the recent ransomware attack of an IT firm, Caissa, now offering a universal decryptor software key. They could unlock all the affected machines for a price of, $70 million? 800 to 1,500 businesses are tied up with that. They say, well, give us $70 million, we'll help you unlock it. That doesn't say we're going to sell you all the information back that we took. And we have a state-backed communist Chinese firm that just took over UK's largest microchip factory. That raises big concerns. Beijing will be controlling the chip market. If there's ever a global shortage, look to Beijing. They will have the power. President Biden, of course, saying we're going to send folks out to knock on people's doors if necessary, convince them to take the coronavirus vaccine. So we're going to go knocking on doors. We're going to deal with that in the next segment. And in the meantime, the Center for Disease Control says the most contagious Delta variant is currently the most dominant strain in the U.S. And, of course, did you get your vaccine? Biden might be at your door.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
If you have mold in your home, your family can get very sick. You need to call Wellington Environmental. Realtors, even hospitals and doctors call Wellington to solve mold issues. A Belleville homeowner discovered mold. Good thing he called Wellington. The mold is gone. And Wellington's new chemical process saved him $3,500. A university was facing some major mold issues. They called Wellington. Issues solved. The university saved $40,000. Wellington also helps research and test new products to deal with mold. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the BBB, Missouri and Illinois. Say you heard about Wellington on Larry Connors USA. Save $100 on any mold treatment or $50 on mold sampling. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental. I want you to know something special. John Beal Roofing constantly gives back to the community in so many ways, supporting more charities and good causes than any other local roofing company. Why? It's the right thing to do. Keep that in mind when you need a new roof, plus quality work at the lowest price, guaranteed. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
She'll be the death of me, at least no boring up. And she'll always get the best of me, the worst is yet to come. All the misery was necessary when what deep in love, yes, I know.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now we need to go to community by community, neighborhood by neighborhood, and oftentimes door to door, literally knocking on doors, to get help to the remaining people protected from the virus.
Those are the words of President Biden saying, yeah, we're ready to go door to door. We're ready to go door to door, knocking on your door. Basically, do you have the vaccine? Have you been tested? Have you been tested? Do you have the vaccine? All of that, whatever question they want. Sidney Powell, Attorney Sidney Powell, is already raising some big questions about that. I want to share some of her thoughts with you here in just a moment, but we could already see this is where Biden was going, because it kind of got telegraphed the other day with White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. She was talking about the president has a multi-level plan coming up to still get our nation to 70%+ vaccinated, and she kind of slipped this in the process.
The president will outline five areas his team is focused on to get more Americans vaccinated. One, targeted community by community door-to-door outreach to get remaining Americans vaccinated by ensuring they have the information they need on how both safe and accessible the vaccine is.
Yeah, well, it wasn't so much slipped in, made the first point. Then quick moving on. And no one apparently challenged or raised an issue. Sidney Powell, as I said, is already putting up on her website, knock, knock, who's there? The government. And I'm going to read from her letter for you. I have tried to book Sidney a couple times on different things, and our schedule just hasn't worked out. It's not because I'd taken her off. Some have said, well, you let her on a couple times, and you don't like what she said, so you're not letting her on. No. I did have to not let her get on YouTube again on our channel, because we did put her up once, and she said, if you put me on there, they're going to take me down in 15 minutes. You'll get a warning. I said, well, we'll see. was she was a right and wrong. I mean, to the extent that she was wrong, it didn't happen within 15 minutes. We were up for about 5-6 days or so on that, and then we got a notice from them, it's coming down. And it's your first warning. You put her back on YouTube through your program, Larry Connors USA. We will suspend your account for a month. And you do it a third time, we will just cancel you entirely. Just like, and they didn't say this, but just like we did President Trump. And that's why today Trump stepped forward and said, I'm filing a class action lawsuit on behalf of every American who feels that their freedom of speech is being curtailed by these big tech giants. They'll let anyone on that they want to allow to speak, but if you have something opposing or they don't like it, no, they won't let you on. So Sidney Powell, in her email, which I get, said, Dear Patriots, we hope everyone had a fun yet meaningful Independence Day celebration. We continue to be wary of the experimental, untested, unlicensed, unapproved COVID CCP vaccine, and for good reason. She said, we're sharing a few stories with you because no one else will raise a warning on these vaccines or tell you about the problems they're causing. We are particularly concerned about the Biden administration push to meet their vaccination goals by now going door to door to unvaccinated people. How do they know who is or is not vaccinated? What about our Fourth Amendment right and HIPAA laws? Yeah, I raised those as well earlier. And I also said, and what about then they say, and by the way, how many guns do you have in the house? Yeah, once they come to the door, do that, then you can expect they're going to happen again. By the way, a Florida state representative, U.S. House candidate, Anthony Sabatini, Republican, tweeted out about any federal official knocking on doors. He said they should, quote, be treated as a trespasser and arrested. Arrested. He didn't say shoot them, and you shouldn't just because they knock on your door. But he said if they're a trespasser, they should be arrested. He said we need to pass legislation to ban this sick practice immediately. Now I'm looking for legislative options to file this year in the Florida legislature. Well, of course, he is a politician, and he is running again, and he's right about everything he said, but also it gives him a good campaign to run on. But it hasn't happened yet. We've had Biden saying that that's what we could be doing. We're going to go community to community, neighborhood by neighborhood, and often door to door, literally knocking on doors to get help to the remaining people. That's what he had to say. And if you listen to Biden, my God, you should welcome them. In fact, when they knock on your door, you should invite them in and say, how would you like some cookies and tea, or would you have milk, or are you like Larry Connors, who sometimes likes to take Oreo cookies with Jack Daniels? I mean, would you like some of that? Hey, if you're offering that, by the way, I'll come to your house. I'll knock on your door, posing as a federal agent. But again, in the words of Biden, you should invite them in. After all, this is good for the country.
Every COVID-19 hospitalization and death in the United States has been among the unvaccinated. So if you're vaccinated, you're protected. But if you're unvaccinated, you're not. And you're putting yourself, more importantly, maybe from your perspective, your family and your friends at risk. So please get vaccinated now. It works. It's free. And it's never been easier. And it's never been more important. Do it now for yourself and the people you care about, for your neighborhood, for your country. It sounds corny, but it's a patriotic thing to do.
It sounds corny when Democrats start saying something sounds patriotic. That's what sounds corny. They don't care about patriotism or our Constitution. Not the way they're assaulting it constantly. Which, you know, does that go back to, which maybe is a really big question for anyone Biden sends out if they're going to do this door to door. Are they going to go to a house that has a U.S. flag flying out front? You know, they're making a big noise going over July 4th. That flag stands for oppression and slavery and everything else. The U.S. flag. And even there was a report on one of the biased state-controlled media that you can tell who are the people that might not be like you if they have a U.S. flag flying at their door or even a sticker on their car or something. That reminds me, years ago, and I'm talking about that, stop and think now. My mind isn't as sharp as it used to be. Come on, give me a second. I mean, you mix Oreo cookies and Jack long enough, you do have some difficulties, but I haven't done it today. I remember. It was after 9/11. I brought in some lapel pins, U.S. flag lapel pins. I gave one to my co-anchor and had some extras for anyone else who wanted them, and I put one on my lapel. And we appeared on the air like that. We're just wearing the U.S. flag, a lapel pin. Now, I didn't do it for publicity. I didn't do it for anything except that that was a time our nation was in deep grieving and we'd suffered the worst attack since Pearl Harbor. It was the modern day of infamy for kids who never even knew about Pearl Harbor. And for the long time, maybe like 3 days, there were no complaints. But then the complaints started coming in. Why are they wearing U.S. flags? And it got to the point where the news director was kind of taking the lead and saying, guys, you're going to take those off. I said, I don't think so. He said, you can't go in the air with them. I said, really? You really want to test that? Well, I'm going to go to the manager. I said, well, go right ahead. And I guess he did, and then nothing was said for a while. And then eventually we got several weeks down the road, and, you know, I did take it off on my own choice decision. But when they start labeling the U.S. flag as dangerous, and yet they want to talk about what you should be doing to be patriotic, as you just heard Joe Biden say, now, I want to also impress upon you the concern about COVID and the various variants and mutants. The Delta variant, which now the CDC says is more contagious, and it comprised the majority of all cases in the nation for the 2 weeks ending Saturday, July 3rd. Very big, apparently, in the Springfield, Missouri area and into Tennessee. I have told you constantly, you need to do what you think is best for you and your family. Not the government, you. And I lost a very close relative to the original strain of COVID. And I was not going to get a COVID shot of any type, but after that loss, when my daughters insisted, because I'm older, I only have one lung, I've had some breathing problems in the past because of something else, and they said, you had to promise us you're going to get it. Now, I just laid out all my history to you, my health history. That's HIPAA information I just gave you. No, I didn't name everything I've had. I'm not going to. So anyway, the bottom line is you have to do what's best for you and your family. And as Sidney Powell mentioned in her letter, she said there are stories out there of concern that are not being shared in general. And I agree. I've got one of them here. I had it already scheduled before I read her letter. This is one example, just one, a 17-year-old student, 17-year-old that had a heart condition that he developed after the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine. The kid had the virus, coronavirus, but had to get the vaccine as required by school. Got his first jab, didn't think anything of it. Later had some chest pain. Said his heart was hurting almost every time it beat. EKG looked great. Did blood work, all okay. Then they get a call the next day, rush in the emergency room right now. His levels were off the charts on whatever they were looking for. And the majority of the heart inflammation cases after the first dose apparently involve not just him, but about 131 others where it's been documented. And the vast majority of these are in men, males, under the age of 30. So we don't know what the long-range effect or even the short-range effect is. And then forgiving it for, and this is 17-year-old. And CDC is talking about maybe we need to start as early as 12. And it was a rush vaccine. You have to acknowledge it was. Trump moved forward with it. Trump's warp speed got it done. Of course, now Biden's taking all the credit. And until it doesn't work, and people start dying or having more problems with it, and they'll say, we didn't do it. But yet, what did he say he's willing to do to make sure that you get the vaccine?
Now we need to go to community by community, neighborhood by neighborhood, and oftentimes door to door, literally knocking on doors, to get help to the remaining people protected from the virus.
So there you go. It's going to be a patriotic thing. We're going to maybe knock on your door. And you heard quotes I was reading earlier from one Florida state representative, U.S. House candidate, saying, anybody knock on your door dealing with the coronavirus vaccine should be treated as a trespasser and arrested. And what he said, a lot of folks will agree with, in the sense that it is not the role of the federal government. It's unethical for the government to be converting citizens into private health care decisions and invading their medical privacy. Those are the remarks he made. Again, reference what is being proposed by Biden. I don't know how many are actually going to end up going door to door. But again, it's just it's indicative of how they're trying to control, and mandate. Coming up, the violence issue. Progressives on the left say, wait, we just don't understand. I mean, it's not of our making. It's not of our making. And Chicago Mayor Lightfoot is one of the first to say, hey, don't blame me. Don't blame me for violence. So Joe Biden went to knock on her door. Stand by, please.
Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
We've got to redouble our efforts to call upon the federal government to help us stop the flow of illegal guns into our city. A lot of what we're seeing played out on social media, that there becomes a shooting, a beef from one person to another, one group to another. It's a completely different dynamic if there's no guns.
That is Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot. A statement she made the other day, and you can't argue her point that, yeah, if some of these conflicts, if there were no guns, it wouldn't have happened the way it did. But, they're always using that as an option to come get your gun and intrude and demolish the Second Amendment. You know how many kids are homeschooled nowadays? How many kids are homeschooled? You guess or not. I don't care if you do or you don't. But we know many were at home all during this pandemic when they couldn't go to school. How many homeschool shootings did we have during that time? Just asking. School shootings are bad, obviously. Any kind of shooting like that is bad. All this violence is bad, but it's not the gun. It's the person using it. But there was Chicago Mayor Lightfoot saying, we need federal help. Well, it was heard. President Biden landing at Chicago O'Hare Airport today, greeted by the governor of Illinois, of course a Democrat, and Mayor Lightfoot, also a Democrat. He's on his way to McHenry County, Illinois, making the case for infrastructure and a bipartisan group deal. That's what he's pushing. But, of course, he stood there and listened to her and touched her on the shoulder and looked compassionate and concerned. It's a real tragedy in Chicago. It is. I mean, they had 100 shot over the 4th of July weekend in Chicago, 19 of them killed. Among the injured, several young kids. They say it was the most violent weekend this year. Lightfoot is under increasing pressure to take action. So what she did say, we need federal help. You got to stop the guns. Well, you've got some of the toughest gun laws in the nation. It's not the legal gun owners that are your issue. And she knows that. She knows that. And, of course, last month, the president rolled out his own package of crime-fighting proposals that included cracking down on illegal guns, which is a major contributing factor to Chicago's violence. Okay, illegal guns? Fine. But of course, as usual, they're looking for someone to blame as another way, an excuse. You know, there's a former police commissioner of Boston, L.A., and New York who was on with Wolf Blitzer. And if he's on CNN, you can almost bet he might have a like mindset, but he's also promoting a book. But he was talking about, or actually was asked a question by Wolf, reference to all the violence in their streets. Listen to this.
Do you agree with Governor Cuomo's assessment? Is gun violence here in the United States a new epidemic?
It's not new. It's been basically paralleling the coronavirus epidemic. But now that that epidemic is subsiding, thank God, the parallel epidemic is now rising to the surface. So this epidemic has been underway for a couple of years, but nobody's paying much attention to it.
Yeah, it has been. And Governor Cuomo now saying we got to look at gun violence as an epidemic. It's a new phrase word, catchword for them. Bratton, by the way, Bill Bratton, former police commissioner of Boston, L.A., New York, also had some other ideas. And he said part of what's, and when you listen to him coming up in the next segment, he's saying Democrats are to blame. He's given them a little pass, but it comes down to they're to blame. Please stand by.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
I'm sure many of you do enjoy entertaining guests. I mean, it's your nature to be hospitable, but we all draw the line at unwelcome guests. You know, those that come in tramping around, oh, they're 6 feet, 8 feet, more. And when that happens, you do not want to delay. Call Rottler Pest Solutions immediately. Now, I started using Rottler more than 30 years ago because I wanted professionals. Rottler knows what is needed and at the same time will make sure that your family and pets are safe. Rottler's still family-owned and operated for 3 generations, protecting homes and businesses. 3 generations. That's impressive. So when you want to safely, expertly get rid of ants, spiders, and other critters, call Rottler Pest Solutions, 877-ROTTLER, or you can check their website, rottler.com, 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER, Rottler Pest Solutions, rottler.com.
Boom, 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 boom. Gonna shoot you right down. Take you.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Until 2018, we had conquered crime in New York City. Homicides were down by 90%. Overall crime by 80%, but then the legislature in Albany in New York got into the mix with a well-intended but incredibly flawed criminal justice reform set of initiatives, and thus the crime epidemic began in New York. So you don't have to look too far as to where it began. It began basically in Albany. Now Albany's going to try and solve it after the fact. The court system is basically failing to function as a result of the coronavirus epidemic, very slow to get back into operation. There are over 5,000 individuals in New York right now who are arrested for gun charges who are still on the streets of New York because they basically have not been tried. Good news is that we conquered this once before. It may take a little longer this time because of the terrible politics that we have in the country right now.
Boy, he's right about that. Those are the words of former police commissioner of Boston, also of L.A. and New York, Bill Bratton. Served as police commissioner in each of those cities. And he said, part of the problem we have right now, a reference in New York, is the issues in Albany, talking about the legislature. And it's not just there. It is every blue city and blue state where they are passing laws that just kind of ignore crime or defund police or take money out of the programs that would provide better security and protection for the citizens and put it into something else they want to call coloring day or something, just so we can go sit with some colors and talk and color at the same time like kids sometimes do. They have no idea what they're doing when it comes to law enforcement, other than the fact they don't like police. They want to shut them down, and he's right about that. It's a legislature. It is. And who's doing that? Well, now if you listen to Jen Psaki at the White House, All the Republicans are to blame. The Republicans are really wanting to defund police. That ain't true, and you know it, and she cannot sell that because that dog will not hunt. The Democrats have been constantly, and many of the Democrats, they're not so much in favor of defunding either, but they're being pushed, extorted, basically, by progressives. The squad, that little group of five, is becoming like a tank rolling over passive, insecure Democrats. And yes, that includes Nancy Pelosi. CNN, NNN did an analysis piece on crime. This is very interesting. This is telling. This should be taking exactly what Bratton said and using a full alarm dive. This is how bad it is. This CNN NNN report was looking at the midterm elections coming up. And according to this same report, Republicans may have found the Democrats' weakness in taking back the House of Representatives and the Senate. It refers to an op-ed written by a Republican Senator Roger Marshall, Republican in Kansas, who explained the time has passed for radical socialists to realize, quote, their calls to defund the police are dangerous and foolish. The CNN report explained and noted, as if suddenly they're suddenly woke, like an alarm bell going off, that statement by him is being echoed overall by the Republican Party, which, yes, that's exactly what we've been doing. And the CNN report is saying Republicans could use this as a Democrat's kryptonite. Kryptonite, as you well know, is the one thing Superman could not deal with. That if they decide, if Republicans make this about law and order, which they will, Democrats, according to, again, the CNN analysis, are, quote, viewed as deeply out of touch with the average American. Or they've stayed silent and not stood up to their own party. And the CNN NNN report says Republicans vigorously seizing on both of those options. They call them radical House members. They do. They're referring to this time the squad. They don't, but this article does. And they are radical, the so-called squad. And again, among them, the normal AOC, the normal suspects, and Congresswoman Tlaib, and Congresswoman Presley, and of course now Congresswoman Cori Bush representing the state of Missouri, or at least that section of her constituency. And then you've got Democrats like Kurt Schrader of Oregon saying there are no Democrats calling for this. And Jen Psaki of the White House saying, no, it's the Republicans. But when she was pressed by Peter Doocy of Fox News, can you name one Republican? We'll get back to you on that. Let me circle back. The CNN report also stating that the statistics on crime are, in their words, jarring. A 33% increase in homicides across the nation in 2020, as of April. 63 of the 66 largest police jurisdictions saw increases in at least one category of violent crimes in 2020, which would include homicide, rape, robbery, aggravated assault. That's according to a report from the Major Cities Chiefs Association. And the National Fraternal Order of Police, the largest police union in the nation, announcing last week that attacks on police rising dramatically, 91%. 91% in the past year, and the union also blasting politicians and the media for, quote, gaslighting the public into thinking police are the problem. Yeah, that's going to be a big, it is going to be their kryptonite, and we are going to push law and order. That they turn their back, and they spent all this time and effort going after anyone who entered the Capitol January 6th. I don't care what you did. If you were there and you just walked in, what's all this going on? I see the door open and they got a picture of you. They could be coming after you. And they got pictures and video of these anarchists all across the nation, Portland, Seattle, elsewhere. Clear pictures of them throwing Molotov cocktails. Clear pictures of them spitting into police officers' eyes or aiming lasers at them. They got it all on video. They're not prosecuting going after those because the prosecutors in those areas don't want to prosecute that as a crime. Now, they want to call what happened on January 6th, which was wrong. They want to call it an insurrection, which suggests an overthrow of the government, and yet there are no insurrection charges filed. None. And here's the other thing that Bill Bratton, former police commissioner, Boston, L.A., and New York, pointed out in his interview with Wolf Blitzer. Police morale, if you can call it morale, we'll just listen.
And right now, they're demoralized, dispirited, defunded in many locations. New York City, for example, is still basically defunding their police by almost $1 billion from last year. So if you want to solve the problem, you got to figure out who can help to basically most quickly deal with it. And right now, most cities don't have those answers.
They don't have the answers. They do have them, but they won't implement them. Now, it appears that Eric Adams, the Brooklyn Borough president, has won the Democrat primary for mayor of New York City. He is a former police captain, and if he is elected, he'd become the city's second black mayor. His Republican opposition, Curtis Sliwa, founder of the Guardian Angels. And already Adams had said, I am the face of the new Democrat Party. I am the new face. In other words, we are for law and order. And don't forget, one of the candidates in New York Democrat primary was asked during the debate, are you in favor of taking guns away from police officers? Taking the guns away from police officers? And her answer was, well, I don't really want to debate that right here. No, they're those diehard out there, they're still there, and they want to destroy this nation. And as I say, all the effort they're putting in to find everyone that was involved in January 6th, and what they're doing with January 6th, they are looking at this by, according to their CNN analyst Matthews Dowd, points out exactly what they all believe. Listen to this nonsense.
To me, though there was less loss of life on January 6th, January 6th was worse than 9/11 because it's continued to rip our country apart and give permission for people to pursue autocratic means. And so I think we're at a much worse place than we've been. And as I've said, I think to you before, I think we're in the most perilous point in time since 1861 in the advent of the Civil War.
What a bunch of nonsense. And yes, 9/11 did unite the country. So if you're looking at crisis within the country, yeah, it's worse to that extent. But it's not worse when you look at what happened overall. And yet he says this, and Joy Bubblehead Reed just, yes, agrees.
I think we're at a much worse place than we've been. And as I've said, I think to you before, I think we're in the most perilous point in time since 1861 in the advent of the Civil War.
I do, too. And it frightens me. You know what scares me the most, Matthew, is that I'm not sure that most Democrats, at least elected Democrats in Washington, agree with us or as afraid as we are. You know, I said yesterday, talking with Malcolm Nance and Susan Del Percio, who's a Republican strategist, that if you break down what this looks like to me, it looks directly like fascism. It looks like Mussolini's Italy.
She is so out to lunch. She doesn't understand what Mussolini did, but it's a good term to throw a fascist in, like the Antifa claims they're fighting fascism, and yet they're doing the very thing Mussolini did. All right, let's kind of lighten things up a touch, not totally. I've got a piece here in front of me, two big names saying enough of cancel culture. One of them, Conan O'Brien. The other, Sean Penn. You don't want to miss this. Coming up.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that heartbreak hotel.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
All right, as I was saying, you've got the cancel culture running rampant to the extent that even some big names are coming out and saying, you know, enough of this nonsense. And I'm glad to see them do that. Conan O'Brien, never been a big fan of him. Don't really have anything against him. He was a late night talk show host for almost three decades, two different networks. Now has a podcast, and he had on the podcast Sean Penn as a guest. Now, Sean Penn, again, here's somebody that I can like, that I appreciate his humor. I don't mean his humor. I mean some of his acting and everything. I certainly appreciate that. Politics, not so much. See, I look at things that I can accept in people, and even if they have different views. To that extent, Jack Nicholson, some others I could name, even Barbara Streisand and so forth. I mean, they can all recognize their talent, and for that, but beyond that, yeah, not so much. But here is what they were talking about. O'Brien was saying that I always describe myself, I think I'm a 52% optimist. I do believe everything that's happened the last year is going to inform us the best way. It's going to have a valuable impact, make things more inclusive. I believe in that. Then he added, this whole concept of cancel culture is, we found that someone did something in 1979 that is now not appropriate, and they're dead to us. Sean Penn's reaction, it's ludicrous. Sean Penn said, what happened to, let's talk about that now. People can also be forgiven if they even need to be forgiven. He said, oh, this feels very Soviet sometimes. And then Penn referenced Alexei McCammald, I think that's the name, 27-year-old reporter, ousted as editor-in-chief of Teen Vogue back in March. Tweets she posted as a teenager that were offensive to the Asian community. And Sean Penn, an Oscar winner, said, when we're destroying careers like that, what are we really achieving? Or you look at politicians. He said, I give a big nod to anyone willing to enter the public arena who's doing so because they give a damn. He also brought up his own performance in the 2008 film Milk. Now, that's where Sean Penn portrayed politician and gay rights activist Harvey Milk. O'Brien said, well, that performance helped connect me to that story in a way that none of the documentaries on Milk had ever done. And then Penn added this, and this is critical. I mean, it is clear cancel culture issues. Sean Penn said, well, it brings up an interesting point, especially these days. Today, almost certainly, I would not be permitted to be cast in that role. We're living in a time when if you're playing a gay lead character, you have to be a gay man or a trans character. He said, when you have a period of evolution that certainly has an opportunity for people who've had less opportunities to move forward, that's great. That has to be supported. Yet in this pendulum swing society, the words of Sean Penn, this pendulum swing society we're in, you wonder at some point if only a Danish prince can play Hamlet. People are looking for gotcha moments and to criticize. O'Brien said, yeah, I feel that same way. I'm constantly, I find it confusing if I do something performative that everyone else is doing. It looks almost like I'm trying to get praise for just having a moral belief, which really makes me uncomfortable. He said the nuance can get bled out of things. Everyone getting an email that says this is the thing everyone should say today, especially if you're in the public eye. I think they are right, and I'm glad to see folks in Hollywood recognizing what cancel culture has come to. I mean, when you've got the guy that played the owner or GM or what, or operator that I think is a 7-Eleven store in The Simpsons. I never watched The Simpsons, but I know he's aware. He was doing an Indian accent, and he's not Indian. And he's apologizing. In fact, one of my listeners, Diane, wrote me that the other day. He said, well, I know he's going around. Does he want to apologize to everyone in India that he did that? Is he going to give the money back he made during that time? Is he going to give it to them? That's a good question, Diane. Good question. And here's some things that a friend, my listener out in Arizona sent me, one of them in Scottsdale. Jerry said, a little picture of a guy looking, putting a sign up saying, if a high school kid flipping burgers deserves $15 an hour, $2,400 a month, then why isn't that the minimum Social Security payment? Yeah, I like that. Another one, if you want to thank me for my military service, vote for candidates that put veterans before illegal aliens. Well, I like that one, too. Oh, and this one, John Kerry, a climate czar? You realize there's a guy with 5 houses, 12 cars, 2 yachts, a private jet telling you that you should take the bus, don't eat meat, use electric cars, and just find another job if you work in the oil and gas industry. And then, of course, say one of them, I'd much rather be a conspiracy theorist and question everything versus a sheep that blindly accepts the BS we're currently being sold. Yeah, I think more folks are falling into that category daily. As always, I appreciate you listening. Welcome aboard to our new sponsor, Cafe Napoli. I love going there. I'll probably see you there at one of 3 locations. Glad to have Cafe Napoli on board as a sponsor, and you are welcome as well. Just reach out to Larry Connors USA. We'll make it happen. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.